broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're getting close to 400,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 13,000 deaths in the U.S. Estimates of how many people may die are lower, and Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Brett Girard tells Fox.
I've seen people twist that, like, this was not going to be that bad after all, and we didn't need to do that. That's a complete misinterpretation. The estimates of deaths going down is a result of the fact that we've listened to the president, the vice president, and the task force. If we did nothing, the deaths could have been 2 million, 3 million people in the United States.
Overseas.
The lockdown was lifted in Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak first began. Officials are taking precautions such as temperature checks in public places and widespread mask use. This week, France became the fourth country to surpass 10,000 deaths. French officials say that unlike Italy and Spain, a peak has not yet been reached there.
Fox's Trey Yinks. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Local folks supporting local business. And, well, since it's just a few minutes after 10 o'clock, it's time to talk to a local business owner, Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, you're on the line with Jack Campbell.
What a beautiful day. It's raining a little bit, knocking the pollen out of the air. I mean, you don't get better days than stuff like this, do you?
No, not much. I mean, there are some better days, but I could give you a whole gradation of days, Ray.
Well, and see, I'm still in a good mood because we're an essential business, so I get to work. Dad, not so much. Mm. He's trapped at the house and calling me constantly. What's going on at the store? I'm like, are you bored? He's like, this is the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. I would rather just go to work and let me live the rest of my life out than have to do this. But I'm like, well, if you want a long, happy life, you got to do what you got to do. Let's just stay there for another month. It's all good.
Well, it's good to hear business is going well. So you're still doing those in-home consultations?
We are. We'll bring the samples to you free of charge. We'll come over, measure, tell you about what you're looking at. If we don't have what fits the home, look, at that point, once we see the house, we're like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to look better or this is going to do it. We run back to the store, grab what we think looks better, bring it back to you, hang on to it overnight, talk to your family about it. We move all the furniture. We take up all the carpet pad, take up your wood floors, whatever needs to be taken up, we take up, haul off, put down the new flooring, put everything back like we found it, and make it so easy for you guys when it comes to doing all this stuff. We take away all the excuses. All you got to do is give us that call at 285-8117.
Again, that number, folks, 285-8117, 285-8117. Be sure to tell the team at Prattville Carpet, if not Ray himself, you heard Ray here on the radio on News and Views.
We appreciate everything you guys are doing and staying healthy and keeping all the information rolling. I personally enjoy listening to y'all all day long. I'm totally addicted. Angie gets in the car. She said, why do you like talk radio so much? I said, because if you ever start, you can't stop. You never listen to music again. All you want to do is listen to talk radio.
That's what I'm talking about, Ray. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, Ray, we appreciate you helping us out, man.
Well, we appreciate everything y'all are doing and keeping us all informed and keeping everybody safe. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Thanks. Again, folks, y'all check out Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Ask about a free in-home consultation. Jack, before we go back to playing more ads here, let's talk to Don. He's been very patient. Don, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning.
During our pandemic, I want to talk about the other people out there still on the job. Yesterday, I opened my garage, went to the backyard, came back, and I was missing a $500 blower and another blower. So the crooks are still out there working during the pandemic. I tried to call a friend and complain, but he'd lost $40,000 worth of stuff last year. Then I called a guy in Tennessee, and he'd done lost $600. So
good Lord.
There really ain't nobody to call and complain to since everybody's getting stolen, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question. If my dog can get mobile grooming, why can't I?
That's a good question, man.
That is a good question.
I mean, the dog
question.
Don't have a credit card to pay her. I know he may not pass on the virus, but...
But that's a really good question, because you're talking to two guys in the studio that need a haircut something desperately.
No, I'm pretty shaggy right now.
Yeah, I would take them to grooming.
One last thing. You got a bale up there on the show?
Oh, who?
A bale, the ring.
Oh, a bell, yeah. Somewhere around here there's one.
When Tuberville comes on, every time you use a football term, could you ring the bell like he says this is... Well, he might come on and say this is the fourth quarter. We got to drive hard to tackle straight on and block out the leftist. Maybe you could go ding, 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 ding.
Well, you're in Canada.
I know he's going...
Remember, he is preaching to his audience. This is Alabama, and Alabama.
I know. We love some Merle Haggard. I'd like somebody to go out and see if he's got a CD or he just tells us he got Merle.
No, I'm pretty sure he's got it.
And you got to remember, Don, what the governor said. You know, people in Alabama weren't taking this virus seriously.
Right.
And she'd go, now, do y'all want me to take away football season? No, ma'am, no.
That's when everybody got in line.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
I just get the feeling that that Tuberville just plays down to what he thinks his audience is, you know. And that's, to me, I just think it's sad. But this kind of number of football terms he'll use, you know. Let's win this one for the Gipper.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
What say you, Jack?
Now, well, what say me is I know Don is not for Doug Jones.
Right.
And does that mean he's for Jeff Sessions? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Don's hard to read.
Yeah.
He's hard to read. But I know one thing. He's a curmudgeon from way back. He makes me look like Andrew Carnegie or Dale Carnegie, whichever
Carnegie.
One it was.
Yeah.
Dale Carnegie, yeah.
Well, let's hit this break and then officially open the hour here. More news and views when we come back. Hold your positions, Amy and others.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117 today.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and right now times are tough, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, Bubba, we are getting through it, and everybody's working together to get through it, doing their social distancing and staying at home. But you know what? At Tucker Pecan, we're still down there. We're not open to the public, but you can call or text us at 334-224-9181. Somebody's there all day long, and they will be happy to get you a gift basket together. Pecans, candies, just a little gift. We'll wrap it. We'll do curbside service, or we can ship anywhere in the continental United States. Like I said, call us at 334-224-9181. Email us at sales@tuckerpecan.com, and we will be happy to take care of your order. And that way you can social distance, stay at home, and we'll do the rest for you.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing? Will you play a little Prince of Distinction?
No, this is the chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, I played this for you. I knew this was one of your favorites.
This is a Jack song.
It is one of my favorite songs.
It is a good one.
272-9228, if y'all want to get in on the program, 272-9228, as we mentioned.
You know, I heard a song the other day that was very nostalgic to me. When I was, like, in college, the group America was kind of coming into being.
Loved America.
And, they have a song called Daisy Jane. And I heard it on 96.1, our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought back a lot of memory. You know, songs do that to me. Bring back
me too.
Good and bad memories. Mostly good memories, mm-hmm. but...
always takes you to a certain place where that song actually kicked in, you know, kind of meant something to you that particular first time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that song, Stacy's Mom, really takes me back.
You know, she used to have it going on. Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Gravity.
272-9228. Now, Amy has been very patient, and Amy wants to correct us Trump freaks out there.
All right.
So, Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm okay. Hope everyone out there is well.
Doing well, yes.
It said on the Facebook page of the National Stockpile, it said, while Jared Kushner was up there lying, it said the stockpile is a large supply of life-saving pharmaceuticals and medical supplies for use in a public health emergency severe enough for local supplies to run out. When state, local, tribe, or territories request federal assistance, it ensures the right medical supplies get to those who need it most. And it was changed the very next day to suit Jared Kushner. And he wanted to know what Trump's lied about. Trump started his administration off lying, saying that he had the biggest crowd in American history. Lie. He knew about this in January. He was warned by his intel. He was warned by advisors. He kept blowing it off. It's no big deal. Late February is a hoax created by the Democrats, overblown by the media. And he wasted 2 months. It did not have to get this bad. It starts from the top. Everything starts from the top. That's why everything's so chaotic. You have a state comptroller from Ohio, Illinois, or somewhere speeding down the interstate with a $3 million check to buy some face masks, N95s, from some guy at a McDonald's. Now, that's wrong. That is wrong.
Now, where do you hear this stuff?
Y'all don't hear it on Fox News because Fox doesn't cover everything.
You don't hear anything on CNN. They never report.
They had the lady on CNN, and she was on MSNBC, too, the state-run comptroller. The state comptroller had to speed down the interstate. She was hoping a state trooper would pull her over so she'd get an escort to buy $150 million N95 face mask, and she had a $3 million check on it. That's wrong. That shouldn't happen in the United States. And Donald Trump refuses to take responsibility for this mess. He said no one saw this coming. President Obama told him the two things he had to worry about was the pandemic and North Korea. He dismantled the Office of Pandemic.
Amy, could I ask you a question? Let me ask you a counterfactual. If Trump
and
had
then
been,
to blame President
Amy,
Obama,
Amy,
fact,
please,
yeah, to blame
please,
Obama.
Please, Amy, please. If President Trump had been on top of this like you say he should have been, you laid out the case that he dropped the ball, he's looking the other way, it's his responsibility. I'm hearing you. I heard your points. If he had been on top of this, say, in January, when he knew about it and he was warned by everybody, as you said, and it said, we need to shut down the country, do social distancing. And remember, while this was going on in
it
January...
It wouldn't have come to that. If he had been on it, it wouldn't have come to that.
It wouldn't have come to
that? What happened with H1N1? We didn't have to do all this crap with H1N1.
A lot of people died.
Within 2 weeks, we've been finding out about they had a vaccine because the CDC was funded.
Well, Amy, I'm wondering now more generally, there are people who listen to Trump and Trump can do no wrong. Can Trump ever do right for you?
I think he did one thing right not too long ago, but I forget what it was.
Well, Amy, I appreciate you calling and saying your piece.
Oh, my God, he did something right.
I appreciate you, Amy. Thank you.
He lies. Self-serving. Everything is self-serving for him.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Have a good day. Well.
That was interesting.
How you doing, Jack?
Yeah, 272-9228.
I'm all right. I've got an ear full of that.
You and me both.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to hear that over the phone, Jack.
No, it's okay. It was funny.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. I don't think Trump was perfect on this early on, but I don't think he was alone either. Even Dr. Fauci in January was saying we had this under control.
What was going on in January?
The impeachment was also coming up. There are a few people who took this real seriously in the political level. One was, say, Lamar Alexander. I think Chris Murphy, a Democrat. There were a few Democrats. But when the Senate did a briefing on this in late January, only 17 of them showed up.
What?
Yeah.
They were probably all Democrats.
Well, it was the last day to get questions in for impeachment in the Senate trial.
Well, there you go.
The timeline here is real interesting. Nancy Pelosi, I believe in February, was in Chinatown in New York saying, y'all coming out.
Hug a Chinaman. Yeah.
You had Democrats and Republicans all over the country not taking this as seriously as we're now taking it. Mm-hmm. And it's because there was a lot of uncertainty, ignorance. We thought it was under control.
Why did we think that? Were we getting false information?
Yeah,
perhaps?
I think we were.
Do you think the Chinese have ever leveled with anybody? Hell no.
They don't even level with themselves, man.
No, of course not.
Right. So, I mean, we can... I think what Amy's trying to do and so many others are trying to do, I see why they're doing it. It's not going to help their cause. It really... That's why I've tried to present that counterfactual. I think if Trump had done something even earlier... Well, we have an example of it. It doesn't have to be just a hypothetical. When he shut down the travel with China, Joe Biden called it xenophobic. And so did many other people. So if Trump had done more to be on top of this, they would have criticized him for it. So he does more, he's an authoritarian. He doesn't do enough, he's just incompetent.
What
give me a break.
Orange man bad?
Right.
Orange man
bad. And like I said the other day, if I'm looking at a vacuum at Trump and the Trump administration's response to this, I give him a C+, B-. But if I'm having to grade with a panel of people here in this country, especially in election year, and you get folks like Amy and many others, she's not alone saying he's always got an F. He's a liar. He's a pathological liar.
Right.
Then if we're doing that and we're averaging all these, I got to give him an A to balance out you folks that are giving him an F.
You see Hillary's trying to come back out of the grass, too.
It's funny how that works. Oh, God. No, leave Hillary.
Throw the Twitter out. She's throwing the Twitter out there again, buddy. She's trying to sneak in.
Well, Jack, we got a full board of calls now. Interesting how that works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
272-9228. Let's go to T-Spear.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. I have to follow that. I actually have a response to that.
Okay.
This is to Amy. Intelligence. Obviously, she was never in the military or else she would have understood this. Intelligence is only as good as the intel you were given. With being this coming from China and them never wanting to give out any level of negative information about their country, what does she expect? We can look at what's going on. We can look at the military background. We can look at the various political statements that are being made. But you never know what's really going on in a country that is essentially closed.
True.
You are only as good as the intel that you are being given. And at that point in time, Donald Trump was doing everything possible, shutting down flights coming from China, doing his best to get Americans out of China, getting his best to get Americans from other countries, putting on Department of State warnings for people going to these countries. And he had done this well before anybody said anything. And everybody said the one R word. I have not a clue as to what Abigail just saw, but it was bad.
Did you train that dog to do that?
Oh, funny.
Well, she saw something too, probably a lizard. But anyway, that's to Amy. Amy needs to learn what intel is and what you can do with intel. You are only the work that you get from intel is only as good as the. Hang on, let me see if I can do something about this. The work that you can get from intel is only as good as the intel you get.
That's exactly right.
And if all of these people who want to castigate Donald Trump and want to bemoan about, oh, well, we should have done something sooner, we should have been more proactive about this, if they don't understand that China still has told us that so few people actually got sick in a city that literally locked its doors. They had fences and stockades put around more than one city. They had people that were literally welded. The doors were welded shut on these buildings. If she doesn't understand that there was no intel coming from that, she needs to get a grip on what reality is and what the difference between a free society is and what a communist society is. So she has not a clue.
Well, T-Spear, I appreciate the call. I got a bunch of other calls coming in here.
Take care, T-Spear.
I'm going to let you go, but anyway, that wasn't why I had originally called, but I tell you what, that was more important than the question that I would have. Hopefully, Tommy Tuberville listened yesterday and he'll understand what I was going to ask.
Thanks again, everybody. Thank you, T-Spear.
Bye.
Well, Jack, there's breaking news coming out here. Fox News are reporting.
I see Bernie suspending his campaign.
Yeah, Bernie to suspend campaign.
Heck yeah, this is exactly what he wants. It's full communism right now with waiting in lines and waiting on checks from the government. And he's done all he can do.
Yeah, it's about time. I think he sees the writing on the wall.
Yeah, somebody gave him new keys to a new house.
Yeah, but is Biden going to be their nominee?
Dude. You know, I know you watch Joe Rogan. He had a podcast the other day about, and he said that he would vote for...
Yeah, that made news. He'd rather vote for Trump than Biden. Yeah.
And then I seen the explanation last night. I watched another one, and he's like, I would vote for anybody besides Biden. He's a man that's essentially in the beginning stages of dementia.
Let's stop dragging Joe Rogan into politics. He does great long-form interviews, but he's not the most politically savvy person on Earth, so... It's just, it's absurd. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Taylor Bean. How are you doing?
Hey, Taylor. How are you?
First off, it's glad to hear Jack. I love his soothing voice. Was that the same Amy that called yesterday?
Yeah, she's called many times before. We've yelled at each other over Russia and Crimea, and so I try a more delicate touch now.
Yeah, for some reason I hadn't heard her, but... But it's a public health safety issue because, quite simply, if I knew that Jack would not have to leave his house to come to my funeral, I literally almost drove into a telephone pole having to listen to her.
Wow.
I mean, that's how... I think she just ruined my morning.
Well, I need to apologize to them for not being more proactive. I shouldn't have compared her to just the flu. I apologize.
And I can't believe I'm even falling into the trap of her argument, but she said $3 million for 150 masks. The wholesale market for everybody that's hustling masks right now is about $375, so that would actually have been a very good deal on those masks. But it's doing what it's supposed to because people like me picking up the phone and calling, so you're getting callers coming in. I'm just glad Jack is doing great.
Thank you, Taylor. How many masks did she say that the woman was paying for?
150 million.
Well, how the hell was she going to load those in her car when she delivered a check down there to the McDonald's?
It's unbelievable.
Somebody's fooling you know what on that deal.
Unbelievable. Great that you're calling in, Jack. Love hearing you. Y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 272-9228, this part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins, so many folks are, and hey, you know, they are fully staffed, they're ready to go even during this current crisis, right. They are essential business, and so if you now are at home or you're stuck, you can't go to work at least, and you got time to do a repair on your vehicle, why not do it now? Stop by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, make an appointment by calling them at 265-0792, 265-0792. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station on East Jefferson Street. And whether you're looking for just some basic maintenance, like an oil change, replacing air filter, windshield wiper blades, or you're looking for a big job to get done, whether you're getting all brand new tires or working on that transmission, that air conditioning system for the summer months coming up, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has you covered. Mike Jenkins wants to thank every one of you who have supported them during this crisis. They are small business. They support the community, and they appreciate you, the community, supporting them. Again, call them at 265-0792 to make an appointment with Jenkins Tire and Automotive, or go online and check out their services, make an appointment there, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can also check them out on Facebook, Jenkins Tire and Automotive. So, Jack, we've got all these calls coming in.
Yeah, we do.
It's like Amy set a fire or something. Jack, you there?
Well, yeah, I'm here. Amy, she was a little grumpy, wasn't she?
She had some stuff on her mind.
Yeah.
She did.
Well, I hope she gets a good nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, good siesta. Wait, am I allowed to say that?
I think so.
272.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We'll be right back. More news and views after this.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through the floor. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
For over 35 years, the Turner family of Montgomery Paint and Body has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. We're all weathering a storm right now, but this storm is damaging America differently. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon are open during this time, as always, to take care of your vehicle repairs. The doors are locked, but MPB is fully staffed and operating. If you need us, call for an appointment. Vehicles already in and due for repairs are on schedule. It's MPB's intent to handle all of your transportation needs on time. If you've been putting off a repair, now's an excellent time with so many at home to get your work done. At Montgomery Paint and Body, we work with insurance companies and we keep the process as simple as possible. For many years, we've repaired those little fender benders that may have happened as your son or daughter learned to drive. At other times, it may have been more serious. The MPB staff prides itself on repairing your car back to good as new, maybe better. Please know the Turner family is praying that everyone will be safe from COVID-19 and that your drives will be safe as well. When you need us, call 279-7325. That's 27-WRECK with a W.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views is always brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Hey, Jack, what do you say we go back to the phones?
I'm all for it.
Very good. And by the way, yes, Bernie Sanders has indeed dropped out of the presidential race. So,
Well, suspended. There is a difference between dropping out and suspending.
Yeah, some headlines are saying dropped out. Yeah. Fox is saying suspends.
anyway, good.
He's done.
It's fun to, you know, talk to the old commie. Yeah. I don't want him as my president.
Right.
I think the difference between suspending and dropping out is, I think it's something to do with the delegate count, I think.
Does it have anything to do with money, too?
That's what, like, I was wondering, if money is dried up.
Yeah, well.
I don't think it's dried up, but I wonder if you can hold on and keep that in campaign coffers and divvy it out.
Divvy it out to other people.
Did we ever find out why Biden called the president?
No, not really. And Trump said it was a good call. It was a friendly call. He called it xenophobic, and now he agrees with me shutting down China. But we agreed not to say what we talked about in the 15 minutes. But it was friendly. It was good.
He Sleepy probably Joe. Had to tell Joe what day it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to be polite tonight. I'm not going to call him Sleepy Joe. Right. let's go to the phones and talk to Jackson.
Hey, Jackson.
Hey, first of all, one thing that bothers me is the way the head of the WHO has pretty much praised China when they're the ones that started this crap in the first place.
Oh yeah.
And the way that they've got the USA at the forefront. So pretty much all we talk about is the USA now. There's far more deaths, there's far more sick people in China. They're a communist nation, they're not gonna tell you the truth. So whatever you hear about China is gonna be false advertisement, fake news for all I care. But here's the fact where it's going to get I'm going to have some confrontation on what I'm going to say.
All right.
This disease is very mutation prone. We can see that because when it takes hold in a country, it spreads like wildfire. And the only way that it can do that is if it's very mutation prone. But it does not still have a very high kill rate. I don't understand the whole shutting down of the government or pretty much the U.S. economy. People are going to die. I mean, that's just a fact of life. And it looks like that this flu is something that we're going to have on a yearly or bi-yearly basis. So when I'm looking at people with these masks on, I just laugh. I mean, you're probably going to get it unless you pretty much hermit yourself inside. But the fact is, it really only kills people that already have underlying conditions and older people. The fact is, we've been due for a good pandemic for a while. I mean, we're overpopulated as it is. So you can look at it as a negative, or you can look at it as a positive. It's going to kill off much more of the older community, but that's where much more of the wealth is, okay? So then that's going to come back into the economy. It's just a fact of life. People live, people die. I mean, I don't want to see any of my family die. I don't want to see anybody die, but we're going to. So why not just open everything back up and hope that if it mutates, it normally gets less lethal anyway. So just let it go. I mean, it's probably not going to get to the point where it kills 5-6% of the population. Just let it go until we get some people immune to it. And, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a fact of life.
You are seeing the Swedes of really the only country on earth doing that. And you see more or less, different degrees of shutdown. I'll confront you or more quibble with you a little bit here, Jackson. My understanding, and I could be wrong, I'm not a doctor. Are you a doctor?
Dr. Love.
No.
Okay. None of us here are doctors. So from my understanding, it doesn't actually have a high mutation rate. Certainly not to the level of something like AIDS is ridiculous, but then even to the level of the flu, they think it actually has a pretty stable underlying. It mutates some, but it has a pretty stable state. And it's not so much that it's the most lethal virus ever or the most infectious, but it's a perfect balance of infectious and lethal. So it's infectious enough to where a lot of people get it and are asymptomatic, but it's lethal enough to where certain folks get it. And it's not just folks who are older, though that is the category. It's folks who have certain genetic underlying effects and other ailments.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing I want to quibble with you, I don't think we're overpopulated by any means.
Only the strong can survive.
I think also overpopulation.
I'm for that. Only the strong can survive. Whoever just said that, that's the way I feel about
Eddie,
it.
Fair enough. But I would say that we're not overpopulated by any means. In fact, bringing more human beings on this earth and having more brain power and ingenuity and potential, it makes us better off. And what's interesting is one of the most overpopulated, so to speak, or let's say starved and sparse countries on earth has the least amount of population. That's North Korea. And the point is if you don't have markets, innovation, ingenuity, you allow for people to experiment to figure out life, that's when you start to get scarcity.
More people who are free to pursue and trade and work with one another means you can have a growing population with more wealth on top of it. It's an almost a miraculous achievement over the last 100 years. That's the only reason I'm pushing back, because this is something I've read about in detail, and it is incredible what's happened, let's say, in the last 200 years, since 1800. There are all sorts of people who predicted there would have been famine, starvation, and it has not happened because they underestimated our ability to innovate and create.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we do as a species.
But I hear what you're saying, that there is a tone out there of nobody ever can die ever. And when you're thinking about your own family members, your friends, of course you get the sentiment. I get the sentiment completely. But yes, this is why I've been saying the last few weeks, you got to have a bit of a tragic view of life. These sorts of things happen.
Yeah.
And all we do need the economy up and running again. I appreciate the call, Jackson.
Hey, take care,
yes,
Jackson.
Sir, thank you.
272-9228. Jack, you think we're overpopulated?
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah, you know, I sure in this hell hadn't added to it, but.
Oh. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Over on Atlanta Highway, isn't that right, Jack, where Bell Road dead ends?
Well, Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway.
Mm. And that Brett Lanham kid, he's a grown man, but he is passionate, a manager, about paint over there at New Look Decorating.
He's like the Energizer Bunny now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and his expertise, or the owner, Brian Carr's expertise, the whole team over there at New Look Decorating Center, if you're sitting around the house and you're thinking, man, the place looks a little drab, I'm usually out and about, and I don't have to look at my kitchen or look at my living room or bedroom. So if you've got the itch to go out there and redo the kitchen and the bedroom.
Maybe perk up your quarantine space there a little bit.
There you go. They say taupe is very soothing.
Yes, yes.
Go by New Look Decorating Center, and Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the whole team can help make that inspiration a reality. They can scratch that itch to update your digs. Their number is 271-0007, 271-0007. They're a great local business, local option for your paint and stain supplies for the interior and exterior of your home. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center, the whole team over there, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Got to hit another quick break. 272-9228.
You and those breaks.
I know.
Yeah,
Jake.
I know.
I know.
People hold me responsible for them. I don't put them in there.
You're the one who hits the button. He hits the button, Jack. Therefore, he's in control.
Well, you don't want to get Rick Peters all stirred up.
That's true.
Don't get the Peter man.
Man, he's very buttery, though.
Yes, he is.
No, I think he churns his own butter to be that buttery.
All right.
I hear it's better that way. No, I actually saw a video of some guy put heavy cream in a protein shaker.
Shaking it up?
And shook it for like 15, 20 minutes, and it made butter.
Did it make pretty much a solid?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was impressed. Anyway, that's your useless fact of the day. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think it's a dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. You know, Jack, as I'm coming into Bodhisattva by Steely Dan here, it reminds me, my brother showed me there's a Twitter page, and it's called People Dancing to Steely Dan.
Really?
And people have just taken dancing videos and put Steely Dan music in the background. It cheered me up so much.
That's cool.
Like there was one of these little like birds, like little colorful canaries hopping around a bowl of water to Bodhisattva by Steely Dan. I'm like, I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah.
One of goth kids dancing to Don't Take Me Alive or something like that.
I love the goth kid dancing like on Letterkenny. It's just,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, 272.
I'll listen to music, like real peppy songs, before I go to bed sometimes.
Yeah, really?
At night, and it cheers me up.
Yeah, it depends on the song and the mood of it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like some Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, Jack?
Like that. But that's a good one to get up to.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I thought you'd be all pretentious, listening to, like, Chopin as you slumber.
Are you kidding?
Some concerto. Let's go to the phones, talk to Cooper. Hey, Cooper, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
Good deal, Cooper.
I'm really surprised at Bernie. I would think his thought process would be, I'm just going to hang in here because there's no guarantee Joe's going to make it to November. Anything could happen with Joe at any time.
That's very true.
Right, and the question is, why now?
Really? I mean, unless the establishment got to him somehow.
Either that or his donations have dried up.
Yeah. But that wasn't the reason I'm calling. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm sure you probably saw that study, report, projection, whatever you want to call it, that came out and said Alabama was going to be like the fourth highest death rate from this disease a couple of weeks ago. You saw that?
Yeah.
a friend of mine, shared it on Facebook, and they were all up hysterical about it. I said, just look at it and think about it a minute. It doesn't make sense. It would have, our death rate would have to start doubling every day and double every day for like 18 days for that to come true.
Right.
And nothing like that was happening. Well, that study actually, at the very beginning, they projected Alabama to have over 7,000 deaths. Then they lowered it to 5,000. It was 5,000 last Friday. Monday, they lowered it to 900. If they keep going, they're going to get it right. Eventually.
Well, how many deaths have we had?
Give me just a second.
Well, it's less than 100. It's like 60-something, maybe 70 tops, and all of those haven't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, because they're taking anybody that's had any kind of coronavirus issue, whether it's a car wreck or whatever, they're just calling it coronavirus death now, if they can tie it to corona at all. Right now it says we have 74 deaths. They won't give us the recovered. I'm sorry, 74 confirmed in Montgomery and one death in Montgomery.
No, that's not right. There's not 74 in Montgomery. There's 74. Oh, you mean 74 cases?
Yeah,
in Montgomery.
74 cases.
I thought you meant death. Yeah. Yes, and one death.
One death, yes.
So, but what I'm saying, as I said at the beginning, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but where in the heck did these people come up with this projection of 7,000 and then 5,000?
All I can say is a lot of times people overestimate things to try to get the point across and then come back for a correction. Opposite of Obama used to do with the unemployment numbers. Remember, his unemployment numbers had to be corrected constantly.
We all overestimate most of the time or exaggerate, but this is beyond the pale. It makes you think that they have an agenda behind their study. Just my opinion.
What is the latest statistic on the approval rating of Trump's handling of this? The last Gallup I saw was at 60% approval.
I'm not sure, but I think that's about right. I think it's somewhere in the high 40s or 50 or low 50s, right around in there. But that doesn't mean anything, because no matter what Trump does, he's going to have about a 48 or 50% approval or disapproval. The country's that divided. Don't you think that no matter what he does, the Democrats are not going to be happy with it?
That's one of the few certainties in this entire situation.
And unfortunately, maybe, I don't know, but pretty much anything he does, I'm going to be happy with, so... We got a Mexican standoff here.
Well, I think right now the narrative is, we're in just troubling economic times. You know, if Trump had not pumped all the money into the economy, that would have said, whatever you're right, Cooper, whatever he does, it's either not enough or not the right thing.
Yeah.
I think maybe, I'm darn sure not going to second guess him because he's a lot smarter than me. But I think he kind of got scared into going along with this 100,000 death.
I think so too.
Prediction, and now it's looking like it's going to be far, far, far less than that. And I think he was just afraid. Maybe I better. I can't keep saying we're going to open up on Easter and have 100,000 dead people, but.
Right.
I bet he wishes he could take that back.
Yeah, better to prepare for the worst and then
hope for the best.
Right.
I appreciate the call, Cooper.
Hey, good call, Cooper. Thank you, bud.
272-9228. Very quickly, we got to go to Rob. He's been very patient. Then we got to clear the decks here for Tommy Tuberville calling in. Hey, Rob.
Morning, Rob.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, good. Man.
Doing great. Good. There's a show that comes on every morning around 4 o'clock called Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast. Yep.
They have some weird stuff out there, stuff. There was a doctor on there today, and that's exactly what they were talking about, the COVID stuff. And he made perfect sense. He said, there's no way that you can convince me that a snake eats an infected bat, and then somebody eats an infected snake, and one person caused all this to start. A very educated guy. He's connected with the CDC. He worked with a lot of organizations. And he brought up an important point. He said, we wouldn't even be talking about this if the press reported on it like they do every day. He said, every 3 seconds, you hear something about the COVID virus. Every 3 seconds now. And people are inundated with it. And, let's face it. If y'all have the power, you, the press, right now, you could come out and report that headlights kills people and report it every single day, every 3 seconds, and there'd be a mass hysteria. There wouldn't be no shampoo on the aisle. Right. I mean, that's how crazy we are and how gullible we are and believing everything we hear. How many people do you know personally that have died of this sickness or currently infected by it?
Currently or infected by it? No one, to my knowledge.
No.
I have heard of a death in Montgomery. I don't want to say the person's name because I'm not sure, but I think I know who it was. But there is.
That's why
I do.
I,
yeah.
I'd like for you to take a poll in your listening audience. How many people do you know personally that stick with it or dead or died with it? And from what I understand, that person in Montgomery necessarily didn't die from the sickness. The person died because of his blood type, and that there was such a shortage of blood in this region that they couldn't get blood to the guy or the person that died. And that goes in for another thing. The federal money, the states are getting federal money. Has it become a contest now? How many people we can report that have died from this so that we can get more money?
In some circles, it seems that way, unfortunately. Rob, I appreciate the call. There's going to be a lot to clean up after this, but we got to hit a break here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
272-9228. Tommy Tuberville about to call in. Again, this second hour of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, the whole team, they're working remotely. They're COVID compliant, but they're still taking your calls at 567-4223. If you're looking to refinance when rates start moving downwards, it's very volatile right now. But so Kim Williams is getting people in the queue to be ready to go as those rates move in a direction that can help save you money over the year, thousands of dollars over the year. Mm-hmm. If you're still out there in the housing market looking to get pre-approved, Alabama Home Mortgage can really help you with that, especially if you're a buyer. You got to get pre-approved.
Want just that pre-approval.
Take it from a real estate agent like Eddie. You really want that pre-approval.
Makes life a lot easier for everybody.
And if you're a first responder, police, fire, emergency medical, or if you are a veteran, Alabama Home Mortgage is looking out for you. They have all sorts of special deals. So give them a call today, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender. Time for the top of the hour break. And when we come back, we should have on the phone Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for United States Senate.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run.